Chapter 1. Your Child Can't Wait. Kim. As far back as I can remember, each night before falling asleep as a child, I would have one wish. I had watched shows where a genie would appear and grant the lucky recipient three wishes. The genie would say, "You can wish for anything that you desire, except for three more wishes." I had my response all prepared. "I don't need three wishes. If you grant just this one, you can keep the other two. Please, please help me to lose weight. I want to be thin." I think I always knew that genies were not real. But I went through this exercise night after night because I was desperate. It was all I could think about. I never did lose the weight, and I never did stop obsessing about this issue. Jackie. As a young child, I didn't wish to be thin until about 9 years old. As crazy as it sounds, I was very content with myself, and I did not obsess over my weight, even though my dad started making hurtful issues to me regarding this issue. I remember I knew that I was the bigger girl in my class, but I never considered it a problem. Then, at age 9, I went to my friend's house and wondered why these two neighborhood girls said, "Who is that fat girl you're with?" I was shocked, and that is when it started. That was when I began looking at my body with disgust. Prior to this incident, I had attended a small Catholic school where I was sheltered from the usual harsh environment that overweight children often must endure. After 3 more years of snide and hurtful comments from my father about my weight, I had stored up a great deal of hurt and anger. My father had moved out of the house. I didn't want to lose the weight while my father was living with us because I wanted to stand my ground and push against him. So, when he left, I began confronting my excess weight issue with my mom and was successful in becoming thin. It is difficult to be an overweight or underweight child, especially in America. We are all aware that the media and clothing designers fixate on creating the ideal thin body image. In their quest, there is a tendency for overweight individuals to feel rejected, and they often feel like they do not belong. We are certain that there are similar feelings for the children who are underweight, but because our experience has dealt with excess weight, the focus of this book will deal with the latter. These prejudices that society demonstrates against fat continue into adulthood, and excess weight causes emotional strife along with health problems for the individual. As a society, we like thin people, but we emphasize food in almost everything we do. Americans place food at the center of all celebrations and family gatherings. Birthday parties with globs of sugary frosting are the norm. Pizza parties are the easy and delicious endings to the school year and at sporting events and any occasion where children or adolescents join together. Other common aspects of American life, such as the heightened rate of divorce, families moving, and overly busy schedules, all may influence a child's tendency to seek food as comfort. In families where members are obese, overeating is a way of life. When an individual in that family begins to lose weight or express their desire to, sabotage by the other remaining members of the family or friends is more common than you may realize. The sabotage may manifest as lack of support or even direct acts that conflict with losing weight. An example of this would be a family member overtly pushing a plate of calorie-rich dessert to the person trying to develop healthy eating habits. In certain parts of the country, especially in the Midwest or in the South, feeding people is a way to show love.